The year is 1981. A young Bill Gates takes the stage at a computer conference. And in that speech, he utters one of the most famous quotes in all of computing. 640K ought to be enough for anybody. You've heard that quote. You've probably said that quote more often than you can remember. I've said that quote. I've written that quote. I've done it in podcasts, in videos. I've heard people who I've never even heard of before sit in boardroom meetings and at conferences and presentations and all over the place using that quote. It's been on slides and memes. It's in quote databases. It's everywhere. Tech journalists, everyone quotes that quote. But there's just a couple, a few, teensy tiny, itty bitty little problems with the story of that quote. Number one, nobody, and I mean nobody, can remember what computer conference this might have actually occurred at. Nobody knows for sure what conference this took place at. It supposedly took place at a conference, but no one knows which one. In fact, no one's even really sure if it was 1981 or not. Some versions of the stories put it in 82. No one really knows for sure. Actually, 81 seems to be the consensus, the most often used date, but even that is a little up for debate. Number three. This is great. Not a single soul on earth appears to have actually heard this quote firsthand. Not one person, not one individual was actually there in this unknown year at this unknown conference to actually observe Bill Gates as he says the words, 640K ought to be enough for anybody. Not one. Likewise, there are many disagreements on what the exact words even were. It could have been, and is often quoted as, 640K is more memory than anyone will ever need, or something like that. There's variations. A few variations, even crazily, listed as 512K instead of 640K. Look that one up. That's just bizarre. There's also another inconvenient fact, that being that Bill Gates himself denies ever having said it in the first place. Here's one such denial from a 1996 piece entitled Career Opportunities in Computing, published by Bloomberg and New York Times Media. I'm going to read the whole thing to you right now because why not? Let's actually read a real quote from Bill Gates. And yes, this is a real quote. You can look this up in a variety of different mechanisms. I've said some stupid things and some wrong things, but not that. This is someone literally asked him about that quote, and this is his response. No one involved in computers would ever say that a certain amount of memory is enough for all time. Well, I don't know that that's true, but Bill Gates said it. So, the need for memory increases as computers get more potent and software gets more powerful. In fact, every couple of years, the amount of memory address space needed to run whatever software is mainstream at the time just about doubles. This is well known. When IBM introduced its PC in 1981, many people attacked Microsoft for its role. These critics said that 8-bit computers, which had 64K of address space, would last forever. Now, don't argue with me about this. I'm literally quoting Bill Gates verbatim here. They said, we were wastefully throwing out great 8-bit programming by moving the world towards 16-bit computers. We at Microsoft disagreed. We knew that even 16-bit computers, which had 640K of available address space, would be adequate for only 4 or 5 years. The IBM PC had 1 megabyte of logical address space, but 384K of this was assigned to special purposes, leaving 640K of memory available. That's where the now infamous 640K barrier came from. A few years later, Microsoft was a big fan of Intel's 386 microprocessor chip, which gave computers a 32-bit address space. Modern operating systems can now take advantage of that seemingly vast potential memory, but even 32 bits of address space won't prove adequate as time goes on. Meanwhile, I keep bumping into that silly quotation attributed to me that says 640K of memory is enough. There's never a citation. The quotation just floats like a rumor repeated again and again. So, end quote. So did Bill Gates actually make that famous 640K quote? No, pretty darn unlikely. no, he really didn't. There's no witness. There's lots of conflicting details, and we have a full unambiguous denial from Gates himself. In fact, I'd say that this is one of the easiest myths to debunk in all of computer history, with similar debunkings done by several publications over the last few decades. But that won't stop people from repeating the quote every single day until the end of time. For as a wise man once said, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the Lunduk Journal is still putting on its shoes. I want to show you a picture here. This is a picture of Bill Gates, a young Bill Gates, around that period of time, not saying 640K ought to be enough for anybody. I want to leave you with a thought here. This is worth pondering. Bill Gates has said and done many, many things that are worth mockery. Many, many things. Real things, not made up things. Documented things, quotable things that are real with sources. My favorite, my personal favorite, came from 2015 when he tried to convince the world to drink poop water. Yeah, water that is squeezed out of poop. I link in the article to a video of him on the Jimmy Kimmel show, getting Jimmy Kimmel to drink a glass of water made out of poop. You're welcome. Bill Gates did this for several years. He had a poop into water machine. It was like alchemy, except he wasn't trying to turn lead into gold. He didn't poop into water. Now, a bunch of you are like, but Lunduk, that makes a lot of sense. We got to reclaim our precious poop water. And all I'm going to say is this. I'm not going to drink your poop water from your poop water machine, Bill Gates. I don't care how well you name your poop water machine. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Bill Gates. Yeah, he said a lot of things. A lot of things that are worth mockery. That's just simply my favorite. And there's a link to the video of him saying it. So it's provable. Now, what's amazing about all this, what's amazing to me is, unlike many of the myths that the Lunduk Journal debunks, and we debunk a ton, here's a list. Here's a partial list. I provide links to six or seven of them. In the end of this article, go to lunduk.locals.com if you want to read it and click on all of these myths getting debunked. The first computer bug being a real moth, not real, that's not really the way it happened. Ada Lovelace being the first computer programmer, she wasn't. Some people claim that the C++ mascot is a diseased rat named Keith. It's not. The Palm Pilot or Apple Newton was the first PDA. It wasn't. Windows 3.1 did not have real multitasking. It did, including preemptive. Didn't know that, a lot of people. The legendary 8008 CPU, the 8008, the CPU which ended up forming the basis of the x86 instruction set, wasn't actually designed by Intel. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people think that BlackBerries or iPhones or et cetera were the first smartphones. They weren't. I mean, just on and on. A lot of you are smart. A lot of you know all of these things, in part because you pay attention to the Lunduk Journal and other reputable sources like the Lunduk Journal. But a lot of people don't. However, this particular myth, the 640K myth, has been debunked so many times, and yet you still read it and hear it as if it were fact by tech journalists and tech historians and authors. You can pick up newly written books on computing that include that quote and then make fun of Bill Gates for it as if it were real. And it doesn't matter, it seems like, how many times it gets debunked, it still gets re-quoted as if it were real. Search Twitter and any social network and you will find variations on this quote posted all the time by people who legitimately think it's real. Now, is it a funny quote? Yes. Is it funny to attribute it to Bill Gates? Yes. is the fact that the majority of people, including nerds who should know better, think it's really him that said it. Yeah, that makes it actually funnier. That makes it actually funnier. It does. That makes it a better joke. Just the same, for the sake of computer history, please, let's put this one to bed. Let's get our computer history right, and then we can spend our precious, precious time mocking Bill Gates about trying to get us to drink poop water. I think that's the right way to go. So thank you to everyone. If you go over to lunduke.com, you'll be taken over to Lunduke Link Journal Link Central, which is just a nonstop barrage of links. It's every, you can find links to all of the Linux Sucks videos, RSS feeds. Did you know that there's roughly, is it 10, 11, 12 PDF ebooks that I've written over the years that you can have access to? DRM free PDF ebooks. There's children's books about Linux in there. There's books of Linux poetry. There's all sorts of stuff. There's choose your own adventure books in there. It's all over the map. And subscribers to the Lunduke Journal get them all for free. And they're all DRM free PDFs, meaning you can download them, you can print them out, you can read them on your phone, you can read them on your ebook reader. I don't care. I'm not here to tell you where to read your ebooks. I'm just here to provide you with good entertainment. And you can also find links to where to follow me on Rumble or Twitter or even LinkedIn or whatever. And you can also subscribe and support the Lunduke Journal there. Which gives you access not just to those books and the videos and the community and the Discord server and the live streams that we do, but it also makes everything that I do possible. It makes it possible for me to write debunkings of computer myths. It makes it possible for me to do in-depth tech journalism on some of the biggest tech companies and foundations that otherwise really don't get the scrutiny from any other media source on planet Earth. It's just the Lunduke Journal doing those sorts of things. And so I gotta say thank you to everyone who helps support the Lunduke Journal and makes that possible. We don't run ads. We don't take corporate sponsorships because we don't want to allow any company, big or small, good or bad, to be able to influence what we publish, what I say. The words that come out of my mouth need to be unfiltered. They are my legitimate opinions on things. They are honesty. They are truth. And I want to be able to follow news stories wherever they go. No matter how bad it makes IBM or Red Hat or Microsoft look in the process. And it's all possible because of all of you. So if you go to lunduke.com, it takes you to Lunduke Journal Link Central. Scroll down the page. There's a how to support the Lunduke Journal link. Go there, and there's just tons of options. Monthly and yearly subscription options and lifetime options in case you only want to pay once and never again. You can even just donate, including getting lifetime subscriptions or donations via Bitcoin. Look at that. There's even a QR code for Bitcoin. Look at that. It's all big and QR-y. And you get to go there and help support the work that we do. I try to make it as easy as possible for everyone because your time is precious and you are awesome. And so I want to thank everyone for making it possible. I could not do this without you. The lights would turn off. There would be no more coverage of the whistleblowers from IBM and Red Hat and Microsoft. There would be no more in-depth, true investigative journalism covering the Linux Foundation and Mozilla and Wikipedia. It happens here because of you. It doesn't happen anywhere else because we're the only ones that don't take money from any of them. We're the only one. And it's just because of you. It's amazing. It's amazing what you do. Anyway, I hope I have elucidated some of you. Many of you have been nodding along this whole time like, yeah, I knew Bill Gates didn't say that. Others of you have been like, I've been quoting Bill Gates saying the 640K thing for like 40 years. I did too. But then we have to look into it and we're like, oh dang, whoops-a-daisy, that's not a real thing. So there you go. You're welcome, bubble burst. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, look at that big QR code. Nerds and nerdettes, I do declare, end broadcast.